Believers tackle the Niger famine. They say the next few months will be critical. The lack of teachers could delay ministry work in Central Asia. And Bible correspondence courses help the persecuted church in North Africa grow. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. The famine in Niger is growing worse, with nearly 4 million in need of critical food aid. Of those, almost a million are children. But aid groups say nothing will turn the crisis if there aren't any long-term solutions. Aside from their food aid, World Vision's Christine Hahn says the months ahead are critical.
We have agriculture programs. We offer programs in microenterprise development where, you know, we give them small business loans, help them to start their own businesses. We have about 23,000 sponsored children, and it gives those children an opportunity to go to school and get educated, so it opens up many opportunities for them.
Hahn says in the Muslim context, their actions speak as Christ.
I've had Muslims come up to me many times and say, we know that you're going to help us, and we know World Vision is going to follow through because you're Christian, and Christians always follow through, and they're honest, and they're accountable, and that opens the door for people to share their faith.
Meanwhile, there's an urgent need for teachers in a growing Christian school located in a Central Asian city. That's according to an InterServe worker living in the area. She says if that need isn't met, it could have direct impact on their other ministries. Due to security issues in the region, we'll call our source Susan.
The education of our children is an important need, and people aren't going to want to commit to living somewhere long term if their kids' education is going to suffer. And so there is a great need for good quality schools and teachers willing to come and to teach the children of the expatriates.
Many families begin with the elementary education, but Susan says if the teachers aren't there, the parents will eventually have to go home.
As kids get older, they start getting to the middle school years and the high school years, then the options are less. You need some real quality teachers, and it's a real gift when you get someone who's skilled in those teaching areas to come.
Christian teachers can prevent long delays on the projects that share the hope of Christ. Many times, the schools themselves become a source of ministry in the community. You're listening to Mission Network News. Missionary aircraft are running out of fuel in Papua New Guinea, where the largest Wycliffe Bible Translation Center operates. The traditionally used aircraft use avgas, which is less available and more expensive. In response, Wycliffe associates have come up with a solution, the Beechcraft B200C, which runs on commonly available jet fuel. But the crucial need is for funding. Air support is vital to continue Bible translation efforts throughout the mountainous Papua New Guinea. Go to our website to help. Next, Men for Missions International is excited about what God's doing through their short-term missions trips. They're spreading across the globe with English camps, work teams, medical outreaches, and daily vacation Bible schools. Men for Missions' Warren Hardig.
At the end of July, we had exceeded last year's number of people going on short-term mission trips. And so that's really great. And I want to say, of course, that we don't want to touch the glory. It's God at work, and you know, he is the only one that deserves praise for what's happening. But we've sent out 74 teams to 19 countries with over 500 people.
Building relationships and sharing the gospel are at the heart of the trips. And Hardig says they're grateful for all that God is doing.
These are good days. There are lots of things that cause us to weep, always concerns. But yep, these are some of the best days ever for Men for Missions and for our parent organization, OMS.
Go to our website for Men for Missions short-term trip information. Finally, across North Africa, new believers are being baptized and they're growing in the Lord. IN Network reports teams have gone into 30 cities throughout the region to visit students in their Bible correspondence courses. Many newly baptized believers are suffering because of their decision to follow the Lord, yet they're ready to pay whatever the price to follow Jesus. Pray for the continued growth and protection of these new believers in this predominantly Muslim area. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's free Atlas of Changed Lives is available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It tells amazing Sat7 salvation stories and makes a great prayer guide for the Middle East and North Africa. That's Sat7's Atlas of Changed Lives at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.